The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Tuesday, 20 of March, 2018. And I've got the high-pressure blues, man. I walked outside today, and the sun was so bright. Nary a chemtrail in the sky, and the sky was blue. I haven't seen it this blue down here in Texas in 20 years. And what's really weird about this, Mikey and I both feel like we could just curl up in a ball right now and go right to sleep. I don't know. My biological clock must be thrown off. Real intense daylight and no chemtrails in the sky and no murky-looking overcast. And holy mackerel, give me my dose of chemtrails. Maybe they've got something in there. Maybe they're putting Oxycontin in there. You start jonesing. And then psychologically you want the chemtrails to stick around. I don't know. At any rate. Thank you for this, Sammy boy. He says, we have to overthrow the fraudulent fractional reserve system that the banking cartel has used to create a banking oligarchy that rules over our leaders and our politicians and our Western civilization. And we must cancel all government debt from fractional banking. Ah, I would call that a liberation day. Sammy says, I'm calling to raise the flag about limitations to free speech. The great Greek statesman Socrates promoted free speech, but it was still a dream, and it didn't happen in his lifetime. The right to free speech has been a long, hard road. It took hundreds of years to evolve our rights to where we are today. The British Bill of Rights was written in 1689, granted freedoms of speech in Parliament. That was progress, I guess, when the politicians can speak freely. Holy mackerel. Did that trickle down to everybody in England? And 100 years later, free speech was given to all the French citizens as a result of the French Revolution in 1789, or a variant thereof. Free speech was given by our American Constitution and the First Amendment in the same time frame. Communism was an invention of the Jewish intellectuals. Sorry, boys. Had to tell on you. And free speech was limited or banned in communist Soviet Union, communist China, communist dictators like in Cuba. But rulers in the Western civilization today, like Christian Zionist rulers, like Theresa May, Emmanuel Macron, Angela Merkel, and others, do the bidding of their puppet masters. Free speech is a God-given right, and a right that we have enjoyed until the banking cartel, puppet masters, hijacked our republic. We need to expand free speech rights, but I believe the best way forward is to use nonviolent methods. Right newspapers and political leaders, make alliances across ethnic, racial, and political lines, and unite the masses against the banking cartel and their oppressive measures to stop free speech, a God-given human right. Someone will step forward, like Kennedy or Gandhi, in the name of true progressivism, whereby a man can be all that God intended him to be. Well, that's a tricky subject. I was getting my hair cut yesterday. And one of the people in that shop that had cut my hair, and I told him not to cut it too short. I don't have a Donald Trump comb over, but it's getting a little thin on top. So, you know, if it's shorter, it doesn't cover as much as the bald. And I was a little miffed because I told him, I said, don't cut it too short. So what did he do? He just cut it too short. But the gal I usually go there to see, Mexican lady, she lived in Chicago, came down here to Texas, 20-some years ago. Very nice lady. And when I mentioned, you know, she said, I know the other guy cut your hair too short. Oh, by the way, he's no longer here. He's opening up his own shop. And she made mention of the fact that, well, he was a poofta. And I said, a poofta? Really? The guy was queer? Well, she said, shh, shh, shh. Now, little did I know, the guy that took his place was gay. And I just had to listen to a little of the lilt in his conversation to realize that he's a little on the effeminate side. And she says, you know, she says, every time I come, I drive to work, I pray to God that he tells me to keep my mouth shut. I said, well, how's that working for you? She said, not very well. I said, well, maybe that's what God intended you to do. You know, you're making a prayer to shut your mouth, and he's not answering your prayer because he wants you to talk. I said, don't you remember the day that you could say something without being threatened with lawsuit or jail time or prosecution from the government? I said, don't you remember those days when we had freedom of speech? And the old thing that I hear, well, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Yeah, I got that. But if some poofta is sitting next to me in a dark theater and he starts to feel my leg, hang on, folks. Mr. Poofta and I are going to go at it, but first, I'm going to identify Mr. Poofta as a poofta. Now, a lot of people will not agree with that approach. But, you know, they're human beings and we got to love them. Look, I have said this and I will say this again. Being a homosexual is a learned experience. Being a lesbian is a learned experience. Now, I do take note. There are exceptions. There's people that I have seen that I can just about guess that there's a few chromosomes missing from their little ladders, and they can't help themselves. And I've seen this before. But the majority of this, the government says, oh, well, being a poofta or, you know, being whatever you want, and by the way, we're going to pass laws that if you speak again, well, you know, you can't melt a snowflake. That's just evil and that's wrong. Wait a minute. Do we have a First Amendment in this country or don't we? Now, I'm not saying that we wield the First Amendment to hurt people's feelings. But come on, my God, people. In California, they're now teaching in grade schools about the poofta special. That it's okay to have a mommy and two mommies and two daddies and... Now, what do you think that these children are going to grow up with? What are they going to think, and what are they going to believe? Now, the same could be said from their standpoint and argument. Well, you know, this heterosexual straight thing, what gives you the right to teach it? Well, because. And if you don't believe in anything else, natural law. Now, there even are exceptions in nature. The African bullfrog, where the male takes care of everybody's little... What do they call those little polywog things? Tadpoles, thank you. Very huge and big bullfrogs. And then they puff themselves up to look even bigger and badder because everything wants to eat their tadpoles. But they're one of the best parents ever. A seahorse. The male seahorse carries the eggs and gives birth. Now, I get that. That's evolution and a matter of what they needed to do to survive. But as a human... It's a human being. There's only so many days out of the month, you know, that... What is it with women, Mike, and cycling and doing all that other stuff? How many days out of the month is it prime for pregnancy? 4 or 5 days, something like that? But you see, folks, we don't do this once or twice a year. We do this every month. That's why there's 7 billion people on the face of this planet. And whether to have children or not to have children, you have to take steps, because if you keep bumping the uglies and sucking face, you know, guess what's going to happen? A male and a female, well, most likely the causality is you're going to have a baby. But from the natural law standpoint, forget the Holly Bibble thing, forget all that other stuff. If you're not a believer, what about natural law? In the grand experiment that I always talk about, find two deserted islands well spaced. Put the men pooftas on one island and the women pooftas on the other island, and I guarantee you within one lifetime, there's not going to be anybody left on those islands. Now, somebody's going to get the idea that, wait a minute, we're dying out here. Well, maybe we better propagate. Okay, so build yourself a little canoe and stock it with some stores and water and food and pray for good weather and start paddling for the other island, because you know what? That's the only way that your little lineage is going to survive. That's natural law. Now, you can think it, overthink it, underthink it, pop it inside out, throw all the things out the window. But when the government starts teaching or mandating teaching in schools, like in California, Cation out there, oh, everybody's going to be taught that, you know, yes, it's whatever you want to do with your little thingalings, and that's just fine. It's wholesome and natural. Free speech? There's federal laws against calling out a poofta. You know that. I know it. And I'm not going to go face to face with somebody because I hate them. I might hate what they practice, but I'm not going to hate them as a human being for making a, in my book, a monumental mistake. And this homosexuality thing, guess what, folks? It hasn't been around. I guess it wasn't invented by the snowflakes here. Wait a minute. It's been around for a very long time. And the percentage of any given population has always been relatively small. Now it's just exploding. Because, well, the government is prosecuting those. You can't be prejudicial against, you know, what's the old federal language there, Mikey? That you can't, sex, race, age, proclivities, perversions, whatever. Can't point that out. That ain't right. Now, I would prefer not to know who's a lesbian and who's homosexual. I really would. You know, take that out of the equation and let me take people as they come. But the mistake that has been made, it's now being accepted as normal and happy and healthy and all those other things. Now being presented by your public fool system. Tipping point, folks. There are tipping points. I guess Donald Trump can't tell Vladimir Putin it's just been elected by 75% of the Russian people for, how many is it this time? The third time around? Or is it the fourth time, Mike? He's been elected president. Yeah. I know it's at least three. Fourth term. Fourth six-year term. That'll be 24 years. And of course, you know, he's just this, he's ex-KGB. Well, so was George Bush Sr. You know? And everybody seemed, all the conservatives in this country really seemed to like that guy. Forget he was a room 222 guy. You know, forget that stuff. 322, whatever. 222, 322, 666, I don't care. 999, if 6 were 9, I don't care. You know what I meant. Quit picking on me, Mikey. I'm having a hard time today. So So while all this is going on, McMaster, you know, what do they call that guy? What's his nickname? Bushmaster McMaster, Cutthroat McMaster, something like that. Mad Dog, there we go. What do we do with Mad Dogs? Put them down. He said it, I didn't. McMaster pushes for war with Syria, Russia, and Iran in speech, and here's the irony, at a Holocaust Memorial Museum. Now, what is supposedly the basis for the Holocaust? Oh, millions of people being murdered. Okay, let's keep that in mind. America needs to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and wage war on Russia and Iran because of the Holocaust. So says National Security Advisor Lieutenant General H.R. Mad Dog McMaster. From the Washington Free Beacon, National Security Advisor Lieutenant Gen H.R. McMaster delivered a speech at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, where he compared atrocities carried out by Assad regime in Syria to the Holocaust. Pwee. In addition to targeting the Syrian regime in his remarks, by the way, this is not a regime. This is an elected government. Let me say this again. Mr. Mad Dog, this is not a regime. This is a government that has been elected by its people. Twice with Assad, with more than 86% approval. How in the hell can you call that a regime? I didn't hear him give me an answer. In addition to targeting the Syrian regime in his remarks, the National Security Advisor also called out Russia and Iran for assisting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for strikes on civilians, using chemical weapons, not complying with ceasefires, and not allowing aid to reach civilians. Oh, you mean the ones that the anti-Assad forces are killing, that we're aiding and paying? And by the way, Israel is doing the same thing. They're paying the happy boys in southern Syria. They're paying those forces to combat whom? The Assad forces? Oh, you mean the legitimate government of Syria? Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I got all this straight. McMaster said the United States is documenting atrocities in Syria by the Assad regime for use in future prosecutions. Good luck with that, Charlie. Fighting alongside partners such as the Syrian Democratic Forces to defeat ISIS and providing aid to assist civilians. The Syrian Democratic Forces are the ones that are going after Bashar al-Assad and the Syrian forces, folks. They're not there to defeat ISIS. They are ISIS. And this tiddlywink doesn't know that we know this. He doesn't know that the rest of the world knows this. So he keeps talking out of his backside. You just keep going, my Mad Dog. What you're doing is writing the epitaph for your tombstone. Maybe you can check out along with John McCain. Does McMaster have cancer yet? I never thought I'd hear myself rooting for cancer. Terrible thing to say. There's more propaganda here. I don't know if I can get through it without my own head exploding. Following Assad's April 4, 2017 sarin attack on innocents, Mr. Trump launched a powerful missile strike on the Syrian airbase from which this attack originated, destroying over 20% of the Syrian Air Force. Our actions sent an unmistakable message. Using these horrific weapons is never acceptable, and we will hold perpetrators accountable. You know, have you heard the echoes in the battlefield there, Mad Dog? The people dying because of this depleted uranium that you spread all over the Middle East. Can you hear those voices? I can. They're talking to me from the grave, you asshat.
No reason to get excited. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
And McMaster just keeps talking. He says, unfortunately, many of these life-saving efforts to resolve the conflict, to defeat ISIS, to deliver humanitarian aid. God, this is well beyond hypocrisy. This is just blatant lies. And to deter chemical weapon attacks are impeded by the Assad's regime sponsors in Tehran and in Moscow. All civilized nations must hold Iran and Russia accountable for their role in enabling atrocities and perpetrating human suffering in Syria. That's funny. That's what Vladimir Putin has been saying about the Middle East. He keeps going, excuse me, hello, United States, are you listening? Exactly why are you in the Middle East? You know, and Russia was bound to have its Vietnam. It was called Afghanistan. Russia learned what true resistance is. They never got anywhere. They were losing men and material year after year after year. But see, we got a bigger and badder military, folks. We got a better funded military. You know, we borrow for the bombs now. Depleted uranium, cluster bombs, you name it. MOABs. Oh, they really like that one. Wow. The mother of all bombs. Bomb, 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 bomb. All civilized nations must hold Iran and Russia accountable for their role in enabling atrocities and perpetrating human suffering in Syria. Those very words, if it was attached to our actions in the Middle East, my friend, that would put you in prison for violating, I don't know, how many international whatevers. Oh, and the magic trick of it all, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a war. It's just combating terrorism. That's all it is. See, we can now invade any country we want. And then blow the hell out of them, regime change them, and complain that they had a bad regime and that they're not letting us give stuff to them. Wow. The rest of the world has caught up. They're paying attention. And this guy keeps talking. I mean, keep mouthing the words. If we had an honest government in this country and people were truly held accountable, I think this guy could possibly be in jail. Not touted as being some American hero. You know, like the little grunts, the no-name guys that are sent over there to do the bidding of XYZ Corporation, whatever. There's more. The Russian government has bombed civilian areas and provided political cover for Assad's crimes. From February 24th to February 28th, Russia conducted 20 bombing missions every day in eastern Ghouta and Damascus areas of Syria. And guess what they were going after? That's right, ISIS, the ones we set up over there. And Russia has also repeatedly thwarted efforts by the OPCW to hold the Assad regime accountable for using chemical weapons. How can you hold somebody accountable for something they didn't do? McMaster also discussed the chemical assassination attempt of the Russian defector and his daughter in the UK last week. Guess what Putin did? Hello, ringy dingy. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. Hello, Theresa May. We did what? Well, guess what Russia has done? They have abided by the treaties to get rid of chemical weapons. They ain't got none. He said, this morning, the United States, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom condemned the abhorrent nerve agent attack on Sergei and Yulia Skripal that took place in Salisbury, United Kingdom, on March 4th. The statement made clear that we believe that Russia was responsible for this attack. God. And we call on the Russian government to answer all questions related to this incident and provide full information to the OPCW. That's right, Mr. Jones. You've been married for 25 years. Why are you beating your wife? Well, I'm not beating my wife. Well, when did you stop beating your wife then? I never struck my wife. That's not the information we have. The information's been spread around and they think that you're a liar and you're guilty. I haven't beat my wife, but can I beat you? Russia called on Britain to provide them with a sample of the supposed Soviet chemical weapon. And I guess this is Novichok, they claim was used to poison Skripal, which, by the way, could have been produced by anyone, anywhere on this planet. Boris Johnson has said that they'll allow the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to test the substance on Monday, but not Russia. The UK government said the results are expected to take a minimum of 2 weeks. And I can guarantee you one thing, folks, what's going to happen in those 2 weeks, this story is going to up and disappear. Just another log on the fire to burn Putin and Russia down. Yeah, let's go to war with Russia. There's a good idea.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migrelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the Migrelief migraine formula. Migrelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try Migrelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you be my bodyguard,
by the way, Putin said on Sunday it's nonsense and absurd to claim that Russia would do anything like that before the elections and the World Cup. Concerning this tragedy that you mentioned, I learned about it from the media. He dismissed the theory that it was a military-grade toxic agent that was used in the poisoning because if that were the case, people, of course, would have died on the spot. It's an obvious fact. You should simply understand that. The Skiprols, 66-year-old Sergei and 33-year-old Yulia, were found slumped on a bench in Salisbury on March 4th. They remain in hospital in critical but stable condition. We have not seen this so far, but we keep that on the agenda while planning our bilateral work, according to Putin, to discuss any issues and overcome any difficulties. And as I said, Moscow doesn't possess any chemical weapon stockpiles. Putin said Russia doesn't have such means, and we have destroyed all our chemical weapons under the supervision of international observers, adding that Russia was one of the first to get rid of its arsenals, while other countries have promised to do the same, but have not yet met their commitments, unfortunately. And folks, we've seen this song and dance before, over and over again. We went through this whole war based on lies deal in 2003 to a disastrous effect. And we're not going to do it again. Trump needs to make good on the same foreign policy he campaigned on and fire this lunatic. But it may not happen. Well, let's just throw in a few little details to research if you'd like to gain a PhD version of the Syrian conflict. This comes from SyrianPerspective.com. A, 1956, CIA plot to overthrow the Syrian government. B, 1983, CIA document on plans to obliterate Syria to enable an oil pipeline. C, 1986, CIA document shows how to use Muslim Brotherhood to fuel a sectarian, Sunni versus Shiite, civil war in Syria. D, in 2001, Wesley Clark told that the USA will take out 7 countries in 5 years. Libya, Syria, Iran, Iraq, you get it. Letter E, 2005, CNN interview. Christine Amanpour tells Assad that the Western governments are plotting a regime change in Syria. Maybe that's why you don't see Christine Amanpour around that much anymore. Letter F, 2006, State Department cable. Detailed discussion on various strategies to enable regime change in Syria. G, 2009, State Department email. Saudi Arabia is worried that the Shiite crescent is turning into a full moon, referring to a possible Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, coalition. H, 2009, State Department cable. Saudi Arabia is the number one source of funding of terrorism worldwide. I, 2012, State Department email. Conquest of Syria means a weakened Iran, and this is important for Israel. Well, of course it is. J, 2012, State Department email. Conquest of Syria means a weakened Iran. Whoops, I already did that one. J, 2012, State Department email. Use Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey to arm, train rebels. Check. K, 2014, old Hillary admits in an email that Saudi Arabia and Qatar fund ISIS. Wonder if she admitted that the United States does the same. Maybe that's what the deal is, $4 billion to Saudi Arabia. You guys take the money, keep your mouth shut, we're out of here. Signed, Donald J. Trump. 2015, Joe Biden says Saudi Arabia and Qatar are arming and funding Al-Qaeda in Syria. Well, of course Joe Biden would say that. Might have been the first time in his life he told the truth. 2016, John Kerry in a leaked audio recording explains how the U.S. trained and armed the opposition and was hoping to use ISIS to force Assad into negotiations. Letter N here. Israel's Mossad chief admits helping Al-Qaeda and says it's because Al-Qaeda never attacks Israel. And letter Z, and this was just for us, in 2018. We are waiting for the fall of the globalist empire. Mad Dog was Madison, not McMaster. So what did they call McMaster? Just Mr. Asshat? Thank you, caller. Appreciate that. Got to stay correct here. Wow. Sorry? The iconoclast general. Yeah. Well, if you think Rex Tillerson, the embattled American Secretary of State, would have learned his lesson by now, you'd think that the shadows of Berlusconi, Zapatero, Westerwelle, Clinton, Cameron, Sarkozy, Kerry, and so many other losers would cast a guiding light along Tillerson's path, and that he would follow the light to his own salvation. But not so far. Mr. Tillerson, the awkward-looking Texan who once led ExxonMobil and the American Boy Scouts Association, only to finally hang up his stirrups and gun belt at Foggy Bottom, in an administration so infused with the braggadocio and mental squalor, it reminds one of a television show cobbled from All in the Family and American Ninja. Yes, folks, old Rex spat out the magic words 2 days ago. He uttered the curse in broad daylight. Assad has no future in Syria. my gosh, I can see it coming now. He went on to say the Assad family will no longer rule Syria, and this coming from the Secretary of State, who represents a country still smarting from allegations of Russian interference in the 2016 elections. Isn't that just a hoot? Tillerson's comments have come at an uncritical juncture, you see. The talks in Astana are going to start up soon for the seventh time, with the parties there now so disproportionately endowed that one would have thought that the Syrian delegation would have excused itself by claiming reservations at the Bolshoi Ballet. The opposition is on record demanding the unification of three major terrorist groups into one army to fight on and destroy more of Syria. They're hell-bent on negotiating the resignation of Dr. Assad, even though he's already won the war. How will they accomplish anything on the battlefield is puzzling. Over 2,000 terrorists from the East Ghouta have just negotiated an end to their war after notables and citizens pushed them out of major positions. These terrorists, who were once stationed in five major Qalamun towns, are now joining the Syrian army as a militia devoted to keeping Dr. Assad in power. So much for the opposition there, folks. This Tillerson gaffe has also come on the heels of a new organization in the Arabian Peninsula dedicated to an alliance to fight terrorism. I'm sure you've heard all about the Saudi UAE-USA task force to snuff out terrorist finances, which had me in stitches when I first heard about it. It appears the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, one Mohammed bin Salman, has retooled his country to battle terrorism in all of its forms and has vowed to bring Islam back to a moderate track. That, too, had me on the floor, in stitches, laughing. Well, there appears to be a major change itself in the Saudi Arabia foreign policy. As informed Mohammed Alush, the big cheese of Jaish al-Assam, that he can no longer count on Saudi largesse for his troops. What did the terrorists in the East Ghouta do? They started to hoard all humanitarian foodstuffs and medicines, essentially starving the citizens there, who in turn informed the UN of their plight. So what does the UN do to broadcast the humanitarian situation in Ghouta? Take a guess. That's right. If you guess, blame Assad. You got it. And that's exactly what the head of the UN High Commission for Human Rights did 3 days ago. This Jordanian thief and child molester, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, had an audacity to openly ignore the malignant presence of Saudi-supported devil worshippers among the local population of Ghouta. Why, he almost plastered a photo of a starving child on his T-shirt to advertise the lies he was promoting. There's no such starvation in East Ghouta, by the way. The people have managed to survive despite the extortion practiced routinely by Alush's Jaish al-Assam, or Islam. The starving child pictures appear to have been made at an MI6 headquarters in London. Now we can read about how the Zionist apartheid state has treated injured Syrians, almost all of whom are terrorists. And with the upsurge of propaganda about the starvation and Assad's cruelty, we're in for another campaign of vilification by the Zionist-controlled media in the West. And folks, what we can do here is just simply keep walking and talking. Just like the rest of the world is doing. I mean, everybody else on the planet, except for the majority of the American people, know the truth about the Middle East. And that is a damn shame. My country, right or wrong? Yeah? Well, it's wrong. What have you done to make it right? We'll open up the phones, 800-313-9443. By the way, way to go, Michigan. From the 10th Amendment Center, Mike Meharry, I've had him on this program before. Yesterday, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed a bill into law that bans all material support or resources, wait for it, for warrantless federal surveillance programs. The new law effectively prohibits state cooperation with agencies like the NSA when they engage in warrantless spying. Representative Martin, boy, this is a tough one, Haurelak, we'll just call him Marty out of Republican out of Troy, sponsored HB 4430. The bill passed both houses of the Michigan legislature by overwhelming margins. And according to Marty, this reform safeguards the fundamental rights of all Michigan residents who are guaranteed protection of their property and privacy rights by the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Wow. Way to go, Marty. He went on to say that Michigan will not assist the federal government with any data collection unless it is consistent with the Constitution. And good luck with that one. The legislation evolved out of the off-now strategy to shut off water to the NSA facility in Bluffdale, Utah. The 10th Amendment Center, National Communications Director, and off-now campaign lead Michael Meharry said that by denying support and resources, states can significantly hinder unconstitutional domestic surveillance. The federal government depends on its state and local partners to help with pretty much everything that it does. This includes domestic surveillance. Partnerships don't work very well when one of the partners just quits, Meharry said. Now, Michigan is the second state to prohibit support for warrantless federal surveillance. In 2014, California took the first step. Please don't tell me Governor Jerry Brown did something right. Signed a bill banning the state from participating in or providing material support or resources to any all federal agencies engaged in illegal and unconstitutional collection of electronic data or metadata. But, hey, it's a sanctuary state. Uncle Jerry will let you in. Bleed the hell out of the rest of the taxpayers supporting the unconstitutional and illegal things Uncle Jerry's doing. Yeah. Well, like I said, even a busted clock is right at least twice a day. And I don't think Jerry's been right but maybe once or twice in his entire life. Michigan is the second state to prohibit support for warrantless surveillance, federal surveillance. In 2014, as I said, California. Meharry said the passage of HB 4430 goes further and gives the movement to stop unconstitutional federal surveillance more momentum. A similar bill passed the Missouri House earlier this month. Meharry called state action crucial given the Congress recently reauthorized FISA Section 702, even though the House Intelligence Committee knew about abuses under that particular surveillance program. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. In 1975, Senator Frank Church warned us about the U.S. surveillance state, saying that if it had the potential for total tyranny, that was more than four decades ago, folks, and Congress still hasn't done a damn thing. In fact, it's given agencies like the NSA even more power. He went on to say that Congress is never going to fix this. If these federal agencies are going to continue to violate the Fourth Amendment, it's up to the states to step up to the plate. Fortunately, they have a lot of power here. If enough states follow the lead of California and Michigan, we can box them in and shut them down. Do I have to do the story on the bomb? I don't have to. Give me written permission. I want to be able to prove. Okay, never mind. All right, out of the Washington compost, folks. I got to do it. by the way, doesn't your mother work for FedEx? I'm sorry? Oh, UPS, the brown guys. Oh, yeesh. By the way, who did? I'm sorry? Where? UPS? I'm going to have a bunch of brown shirts running around here? By the way, did your mother ever tell you why they chose brown? I can tell you, but I got to do it on break. I can't do it on air. It's that bad. Package bound for Austin explodes at Texas FedEx facility. Second package recovered by investigators. Wonder what federal agency's behind this one. Shirts, Texas. The latest in a wave of bombing rattling central Texas brought a widening investigation to the city outside San Antonio on Tuesday after an explosion at a FedEx facility signaled that whoever was responsible for the attacks had offered police potentially critical new clues while again shifting tactics. Here's the assumption, folks, that this is all being done by one person. I think it's a collaboration between federal agencies myself, but hey, what the hell do I know? 800-313-9443. We still up? We still online? Am I talking to myself here? 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last early Tuesday, the fifth since March 2nd, came as investigators have struggled to explain the bombing campaign that began with a series of packages placed at people's doorstep in East Austin, escalated to a tripwire-enabled device left along a residential street, and on Tuesday, shifted to an explosive device shipped through the delivery company. Now, you see the thread here, folks. It's the same guy, or same group of people, or same woman. Let's not be prejudicial here. Now, according to the FBI, the same person who shipped that explosive also sent another package that was intercepted before delivery and was turned over to the FBI. Is that what happens when you ship out a package with the incorrect address? It goes back to the sender? Jeez, old Pete's. Police have described the unknown attacker as a serial bomber who has been showing increasing sophistication and skill. The two explosions on Sunday and Monday also suggested a worrisome and unusual willingness to change gears. Well, adapt and employ. Isn't that the hallmark of the national security agencies? By the way, thank you, Steve, for this. Down in God's waiting room. The Orlando Sentinel, which every once in a while, I'm shocked, they run some pretty good stuff. That's not a total endorsement of the people down there, but every once in a while they get it right. And what gun owners are doing down there is suing Florida over the bump stock ban. Tallahassee, storyline, gun owners have filed a second lawsuit against the state over gun-related provisions and a new school safety law, this time alleging that a ban on bump stocks is an unconstitutional taking of property. The case filed last week in Leon County Circuit Court asked a judge to order full compensation for what the plaintiff's attorneys estimate are tens of thousands or more Floridians who own bump stocks or similar devices. See, and you know what? My opinion about this, yeah, let them ban the bump stocks. Just let me have an automatic weapon. Yeah, because these bump stocks, gosh, you want to lay down a suppressive fire? They just don't work well. Automatic weapons do. I can remember when I was a kid in the Army, practicing, hanging on a bungee cord, foot on the skinned, hanging out of a helicopter with an M60 shooting an imaginary bad guys. I'd like to have an M60. Actually, what I'd really like to have, I would only need one weapon, and probably a handgun. I just need a minigun. Can I have one of those? Mikey, can I have one of those for Christmas? Just don't give me a bump stock. I hear they're illegal. To be honest with you, if I had the money, I'd buy an Abrams tank. Just, you know, my little boogie thing, just to get out of town in case I have to. Well, roads are clogged. I just drive right over the top. Never mind. Hours after Governor Rick Scott signed the law, the National Rifle Association filed a federal lawsuit that challenges the legislature's decision to require people to be the age of 21 before purchasing rifles and other types of long guns. The lawsuit accuses the state of violating the constitutional right of young adults between the age of 18 and 21. In the complaint in the bump stock case, lawyers for the plaintiffs argued that the Florida Constitution bars the state from taking private property except for a public person with a full compensation, therefore paid to each owner. But Senator Bill Galvano of Bradenton, Republican who sponsored a bill, said he stands by the prohibition. Well, of course he does. 800-313-9443. That's the call-in number. We're live today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.